starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is day 29 on our journey towards financial freedom. If I can give you all one precious advice, if you absolutely must buy stocks at any point of time because you feel you're going to have a strike on that day, do it, but avoid the first hour of trading, as the fluctuations have no rationale whatsoever and it can all be qualified as a little bit of madness. The first hour are for the traders making their daily targets. Better to wait for the markets to calm down later in the day as to see a clearer picture, and again, only if you believe you could have a strike that day. If so, go ahead and buy your stocks. It is earnings season for a lot of great companies at the moment, and if you follow the related news, it is also a period where stock prices can be heavily affected depending on the operating results these companies have achieved in quarter 1 2019. So analysts from major banks will create forecasts before earnings are shared by those companies, and should the earnings beat estimates they have made, usually the stock will pick up in value and at times pretty substantially actually, or not at all, as a company can perform well over year over year, but one aspect of their operating results may have declined, which will affect the stock price the opposite way. Anyway, the why is all too technical, and as an investor, we have little interest in the short term. We do not live quarter to quarter. We invest today for the next 10 years or more. Should there be any financial analyst out there listening, this podcast will unfortunately not serve you, as we keep it very simple here, as it is in fact simple. Analysts and TV will simply confuse you, and I will highly advise you to read and research, form your own opinion about your investing strategy and choices, rather than be influenced by multiple analyses crafted for the day or the short term on a loop all day long on those TV channels. What exactly forming your own opinion means? Through your research about sectors, industries, companies you are highly interested in and even passionate about, you will come across an unbelievable amount of information online to start with, coupled with the actual reports on your company's financial performance. You will also pick up books about investing. Maybe I can start by advising you to read The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham and start your studies from there. Believe me, a very good start, and it is an exceptional book that will serve you very well within the context that we're talking about. So forming your own opinion will be about, with daily practice, creating a high degree of confidence and knowledge about a sector, company, or industry, which will allow you therefore to invest at the right time at a fair price, while knowing your investment will have a very high probability of growing in value over time as safely as possible. So you need to believe me when I say that you can already have a high degree of confidence in the US economy as a whole over time, as well as into the companies that form its pillars. You can be sure that they will still be around and probably stronger in the future. This is simple cross-analysis, coupled with your own best judgment, and you are smarter than you think. The question remains, when will you start? Next time you decide to buy that next $29 item, not that you can also invest in a stock at the same price, paying you yearly dividends. I trust I brought some value to you today, and that you have already reviewed your spending habits this month to free up that investment money. In the meantime, I wish you all a beautiful day ahead.